Israeli-Hamas violence is forcing Christians into hiding. English classes for India's Untouchables may change society. And sports fans are reaching out with the gospel at college bowl games in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 300 people have died in Israeli air attacks in Gaza. The attacks came after Hamas broke a ceasefire, launching numerous rockets at Israelis. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says many Christians had left the area to celebrate Christmas in Bethlehem, but Doyle says bombs hit near a church.
Across from the Gaza Baptist Church is where the police station is, and Israel launched a missile into the police station. I know about 40 were killed there. The windows blew out in the church. I know most of the believers are just staying tight in their homes, praying.
E3 Partners is helping equip church leaders in evangelism. Doyle says this is the perfect time for ministry.
We find that Muslims are very open to the gospel right now. Maybe 60% of the Muslims in the Middle East are not practicing. Muslims are disenchanted. They're tired of war. And they're frustrated, and Christians have the message of the gospel.
You can sponsor a pastor there. We have a link at our website. Next, China Aid Association says Christians suffered persecution over the Christmas holiday. Survivors of the Sichuan earthquake and Christian volunteers were resting from rebuilding houses on Christmas Eve when more than 40 policemen illegally raided the construction site. They confiscated belongings, beat and arrested people, and threatened to demolish the newly rebuilt house. Pray that Christians will be able to continue providing relief for this remote village. You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 500 Christians have been killed by radical Hindus. The attacks destroyed churches and homes. Thousands of Christians are displaced, some living in camps. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. O'Hannon, says his ministry is making a commitment to these victims.
We have in Orissa the need to rebuild at least 1,000 homes of believers. Each home cost about $2,500 to build a house, like two room and a small kitchen.
Indian Christians have committed to raising $1 million of the $2.5 million goal. In an area where Christians are in the minority, Yohanan says this rebuilding project will speak loudly.
Jesus said, "By this all will know you are mine if you love one another." What other way we can demonstrate to a community that do not know the Lord when we go and build 10, 15, 20, 30 houses in the community?
Go to our website to help GFA make an eternal difference in these lives. Next, young Dalits in India are getting a chance for a better life through free English education offered by Operation Mobilization. Until now, India's lowest caste had been trapped for generations in poverty and degrading menial work. Graduating from high school and learning the language of the upper class enables young people to escape from poverty and work in India's mushrooming corporate world. Pray that God will draw them to Himself and use them powerfully to transform their society. And American college football bowl games are already underway. The best teams in the country are playing for bragging rights. Bill Adams with Sports Fan Outreach says his ministry is using these attractions to reach out to football fans with the gospel. He's focusing on the Chick-fil-A, Outback, and Orange Bowls. Adams says he'll be standing in an area with heavy foot traffic.
What we do is give out a player testimony card of one of the players playing, which got their Christian testimony on the back, or give out a gospel track that has something that brings people's attention. That's when we talk to people.
Adams is asking you to pray as they talk to people, but also encouraging you to think about doing something similar at your local college or high school games.
It's so simple. You're there in that busy spot giving stuff out, and because no one does it, your light shines all the more brighter, because you don't have any competition.
Pray that God uses this to touch hearts and lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. Time's running out. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.